Copenhagen. Thursday forenoon we reached Copenhagen, and were met by Eld. Madison, who for some months had resided in the city, and who took us to his home. Here we wound our way up long flights of stairs that seemed almost interminable. We do not find elevators in the cities of Europe as in America, though there is quite as much need of them. In the sixth story we found our friends. They were comfortably and pleasantly situated, though very high up in the world. The view from our windows was very fine. Just across the street were beautiful grounds which had the appearance of an extensive park or garden. We were somewhat surprised to learn that it was a cemetery. The tombstones were mostly concealed from view by trees and shrubbery. Evergreen hedges separated the enclosures, and choice flowers and shrubs were scattered everywhere. Close by was the large botanical garden and floral nursery, containing rare trees and shrubs, and the most beautiful flowers in almost endless variety. Toward the sea we saw the huge windmills used for grinding grain. A little to the right is the glistening dome of the Greek church. This dome, we are told, is overlaid with gold, and it is customary to adorn these houses of worship in this manner. Our first meeting was held on Friday evening, in a little fourth-story hall close at hand, used for Sabbath meetings by our people. About 35 were present, most of whom had received the truth through the labors of B.R.N. Madison and Brorson. There were about a dozen in Copenhagen who had begun to keep the Sabbath, and the remainder had come in from the adjacent churches.